Right now, my guest is here to talk about Alcohol Awareness Month. Oh, studio audience excited about Alcohol Awareness Month. Dr. Tamika Perry, welcome to the James Show.
Thank you.
So for Alcohol Awareness Month, from the point of view of a doctor, what do people in Texas need to know about Alcohol Awareness Month?
Perfect. You know, 1 in 10 Americans over the age of 12 have alcohol abuse disorder. And in Texas, almost 11,000 deaths annually are attributed to alcohol.
Did you say 11,000?
11,000. That's just in the state of Texas.
That's kind of higher than I expected.
Well, you know what? Texas is like at the top in terms of being at risk for alcohol abuse.
All right.
Why?
Yeah. We're number one. Or up there.
Bigger and better in Texas, right?
Right.
You know, we always do things bigger and better. But, you know, it's for a plethora of reasons. Low socioeconomic rates. And most importantly, the underinsured in Texas make that alcoholism just rise above. You know, lack of access to care, lack of primary care, et cetera, et cetera. Alcohol is actually excessive alcohol is the leading cause of preventable deaths in the entire United States. 30% of all traffic-related alcohols are due to death.
So I looked it up real quick because that number sounds high. I'm not saying you're wrong, 11,000. So in Texas last year, there were 3,855 people that died in car crashes, so less than 4,000. And we know what a huge problem car crashes are. We all know people who've died in car crashes, multiple. And alcohol abuse is what, 2.5, almost 3 times the size of that?
Exactly. So it's not just car crashes. 11,000 is not just car crashes. What the 11,000 is, remember, these are alcohol-related deaths. So we're talking cirrhosis, accidents, not just car crashes. You could be having...
No. I was saying total car crashes, alcohol-related or not. That's the 4,000 number. Those are just fatal car crashes, period. So, yeah, the people dying of cirrhosis...
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So what else can kill you from alcohol? Cirrhosis, I think most people know that. You scar up your liver. What else happens?
Heart disease. Alcohol contributes to heart disease and hypertension. I don't think people realize that heart disease and hypertension, cancers, esophageal, which is your food pipe cancer, stomach cancer, female breast cancer, colorectal cancer, are related to alcohol.
So what is an appropriate amount of alcohol to drink?
That's a great question. So the CDC says, the Centers for Disease Control says that 1 or less drink a day for women and 2 or less drink a day for men. But you say, what is a drink, right? We don't want to put like a bunch of beer into like a huge, like big gulp cooler and say, this is my drink.
No, it's one drink.
Absolutely not. That's one, right? No. So 12 ounces or less of beer, that's about 5% alcohol. 8 ounces or less of malt liquor, that's about 7% alcohol. 5 ounces or less of regular table wine, which is about 12%, or like an ounce and a half shot. That's it? What it is per day? That's it per day.
Dr. Tamika, those are terrible rules. You might as well not drink if you're just going to have a shot.
I didn't make up the rules. You know, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just the messenger here. But, you know, binge drinking is really a problem. Binge drinking is where we get into the trouble. And so what is binge drinking? What would define it? Like 20, 30 drinks in an hour? Well, let me define it for you.
I would be impressed.
That would be very, very impressive, especially if you're still conscious. That would be so impressive.
Right.
But binge drinking is, on average, 5 to 6 drinks over a 2-hour period of time. So you have to think, if you go to happy hour with your friends and you're sitting there for 2 hours and you go over that threshold, now we're in the realm of binge drinking. And approximately 25% of binge drinkers have about 9 to 10 drinks over that 2-hour period of time. And that's when we get into these issues with accidents, exacerbation of like our heart disease or blood pressure, alcohol poisoning, these traffic-related deaths that we're talking about.
Oof. Yeah, Dr. Tamika Perry, you just described hopefully my Saturday night. Maybe I'll have to have you come check out my liver in a few months. Thank you for being on the James Show. This is Dr. Tamika Perry.
Thank you.
Thank you.